You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Where right now we would like to tell you about University of New Orleans computer science professor Stephen Ware. He is the recipient of a two-year, $138,000 grant from the National Science Foundation to create artificial intelligence systems that integrate computer reasoning with the human art of storytelling. WWNO's Janaea Williams recently spoke with Ware about his narrative intelligence lab here at UNO and the challenge of teaching computers to think more like human beings.
The narrative intelligence lab is dedicated to studying computational models of narrative. And computational models of narrative is an attempt to analyze how people tell stories and construct stories and understand stories, and an attempt to take those insights and translate them into data structures and algorithms which we can use to represent stories on a computer.
Let's talk a little bit about UNO. UNO is kind of becoming a computer science powerhouse.
Absolutely. The computer science program at UNO specifically is doing really well. After Katrina, a lot of the universities in New Orleans decided to cut computer science. I was an undergraduate at one of those universities when that happened, actually, so I'm especially excited to be returning to New Orleans and, helping with this sort of resurgence of computer science. And in a lot of ways, we can't graduate students fast enough. Our undergraduate enrollment is up 27%. We doubled the size of our master's program. I just hired a PhD student and am about to hire a second thanks to this grant. We've had companies coming to us asking for students for internships, offering students jobs. You know, we've had students getting multiple job offers, all of which are great jobs. So computer science is booming in New Orleans, and UNO is kind of at the center of it.
One of the goals of the work you do at the Narrative Intelligence Lab is to teach computers how to interact more naturally with people. So how do you do that? How's it done?
Well, when you think about it, a lot of our intelligence and a lot of our thought process happens in narrative. A lot of the ways that we observe the world and make sense out of it, and a lot of the ways that we communicate with one another takes the form of a narrative. And narrative is not just, novels or TV shows or long books, but it could be something as simple as, this interview that's happening right now, or when you ask someone, hi, how was your day? In all those situations, we're thinking about characters, we're thinking about, what events do I want to include? What events do I want to leave out? What am I trying to communicate? And so by reasoning about all these things, computers will be able to interact more naturally with people, and the things that a computer will be able to think about will be much more similar to the thought process that we're having on an everyday basis.
What types of things are these technologies used for?
The three main applications for this work are, firstly, the entertainment video games industry, which is now a multi-billion dollar industry. It's, larger than Hollywood, and it's coming to New Orleans in mass right now. And then the next step from there is other situations where we need to dynamically tell or adapt a story based on the people who are participating in it. So, for example, intelligent tutoring systems and intelligent training simulations. There's the interest from the Department of Defense. We've done a great job of building systems that simulate shooting, which is great because sometimes we need to train people to do that. But the DoD is now interested in building some systems which are more complex than that, where there's a situation that may or may not lead to violence and which potentially could be resolved in a peaceful way. And that's a story. And it's a story that needs to be adapted based on each individual person who's participating in it and attempting to learn from it.
There have been a lot of kind of panicked warnings lately about artificial intelligence from some really prominent thinkers. Physicist Stephen Hawking, technology investor Elon Musk, who I think said artificial intelligence is like summoning the demon.
Yeah.
He called for more oversight of the process. I think people are imagining a Terminator-like world where computers have taken over. What do you make of that, and how do you respond to that?
There's two important things to consider when we think about the future of artificial intelligence and its impact on humanity. One is that right now, most artificial intelligence researchers are not working on what we would call artificial general intelligence, which is a human-level intelligent system and something which does all the different kind of tasks that a human brain can do. What most researchers are working on are specific applications, so computers that play chess really well, computers that recognize faces really well, in my case, computers that can tell and adapt stories. And each of these individual systems might be better than a human or different than a human in its specific capacity. So the best chess-playing computer is better than the best chess-playing human, but that's all it does. It only does that one thing. So there's really no risk of those systems, you know, achieving consciousness and certainly, you know, doing harm to people. But I do think in the future we will eventually achieve something like artificial general intelligence. And the thing to keep in mind there is that it will be a tool like anything else. So a comparison that I often use is it's like the splitting of the atom. So when we learned to split the atom, it led to, you know, great advances in science and physics. It unlocked new sources of energy, but it also became the atomic bomb. So, you know, artificial general intelligence, the impact that it has on our lives for good or ill will depend on how it is used.
I've been talking with computer science professor Stephen Ware, who just received a grant from the National Science Foundation to study artificial intelligence. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Sure. Thanks.